KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Jenny Radelet, producer of The Treatment. For the month of October, Film Independent at LACMA is partnering with the LMU School of Film and Television to present Cameras d'Afrique, the films of West Africa. It's curated by Elvis, and it takes a rare look at the wealth of cinematic talent that's emerged from West Africa over the past 50 years. Screenings are taking place every Tuesday and Thursday night at LACMA's Bing Theater, and Monday nights at LMU's Mayer Theater. Many of the filmmakers will be on hand to discuss their films with Elvis. The following conversation with Chadian director Mohamed Saleh Haroun followed a screening of his first film, Bye Bye Africa, which Elvis calls one of the best directorial debuts of the last 20 years. Haroun directed and stars in the film and talks about his approach to filmmaking. No pressure, but lots of passion. Following the conversation was the U.S. premiere of Haroun's latest film, Grigri, which just played at Cannes, where it was nominated for the Palme d'Or and won a technical prize. For more information on Cameras d'Afrique, including upcoming screenings and tickets, visit filmindependent.org/LACMA.
First of all, Haroun, tell me about what made you decide to star in Bye Bye Africa. I mean, that was a lot to do to both star and direct a first movie, wasn't it?
Oui, alors j'ai décidé de...
He said the reason he has chosen to star himself in the film is that he wanted to achieve a certain level of vérité or realism, or that's why he decided that he would actually star in a film that is very much, you know, about himself.
Il y a quelque chose d'autobiographique aussi, en fait, parce qu'il y a...
There are certain things that are autobiographical in the film, but one thing which is not is the death of his mother. She is still alive.
Ma mère est vivante, en fait. But you know, writers used to talk a lot about mothers. You know, mothers should have like rights. You know, when you write a story, you should give a certain percent, you know, to your mother, because all people talk about their mother. I don't know why, but
may I welcome the next president of the United States, Mohamed Saleh Haroun? But what I love so much, and I told you this when I met you about Bye Bye Africa, is that it very much uses African storytelling tradition, but also uses the framework of European film, the film of the French New Wave and neorealism, and you combine all those things so beautifully. Was that always your intent?
I wanted to actually use the oral tradition, and I wanted to give myself enough freedom to do something different. It's a little bit like in literature, and also because it was my first film, I was afraid of nothing. It's actually the second film which is more difficult. The first film, you can do what you want, but there's a lot of pressure when you're doing a second film. And in this particular case, for him, since he was the main actor, it made it even easier for him to deal with this.
Right.
But it's something, you started something with that film that you've continually gone back to, which is finding people who have not acted before and finding a way to involve them and talk. How do you find these people? How do you cast these non-actors that you use in your films?
We, you know, as I used to say, I make, you know, a kind of what I call film de quartier, you know, neighborhood movies, you know. So just telling stories about people that you know very well. You used to see them, to take a cup of tea with them, so you know the problems. It's just like, you know, and in a way it's inspiring. So what I want to say is just like, Youssouf Jawro, this guy who was the main character in Screaming Man, in 2011, I received a call from Plan B Production, you know, Brad Pitt, and they were looking, you know, they wanted him to act, you know, in this film called World War Dead or something.
World War Z.
World War
Z,
yeah.
So I haven't seen the movie. I think that it's not my cup of tea, but well, they called Youssouf Jawro, they called me first and they asked, you know, to call to Yusuf Jawro, but the fact is just Yusuf Jawro doesn't speak English, you know. When you say no, he doesn't understand what no means, you know. So, and we have a lot of proposals, you know, from London for this guy, but he has never been, you know, in a cinema school or something like that. He has no technical thing. And I think that, you know, being an actor is just being supremely maybe intelligent and doing
nobody's things, ever said that before, but
yeah,
okay.
And doing things, you know, doing things with your heart, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like cooking, you know? Acting is just like the act of cooking something to someone you love, like your mother or your wife. And no one, you know, can burn a steak for his lover, you know? So it's just...
You also make these films, too, about people whose lives are in transition. There's basically, there's about to be an enormous shift in their lives. The Screaming Man or Abuna or Grigri, which you're going to see here tonight. And I just think the idea of casting someone who hasn't acted and putting them in a really dramatic situation means you have a lot of confidence in these people when you find them, doesn't it?
Yes, you know, it's. I think that we have this doubt is just something we had, but your heart doesn't lie, you know, when you feel something. It's a question of feeling, you know. So when you feel it, you have just to do it, you know. And, you know, I'm coming from this country where things are so difficult, you know. So I can make a mistake, you know. It's not very deep. It's not important because I'm not like making a movie with a huge budget like in LA, you know. Then you don't have your house, you lose your car, you lose your wife. I don't have this kind of problems. So I make it, and as I'm coming from this country called Chad, you know, just like, it's just like working, you know, on a thread, you know, on a rope. So if you fall down, you know, it's not a problem. The question is just, could you, you know, get up and just, you know, continue your road. That's it. So I don't have any pressure, you know. It's not, it's small budget, and it's just like trying when you feel something, you can do it. I mean, it's a question of love, you know. You feel it, you do it, you know. And the thing is just like if you meet someone, if you feel something from your heart, if you say, I love you, if it's sincere, when you say, I love you to someone, if it's sincere, this person can feel it and could say, you know, I'm really sorry, I'm married, and etc. But it's just like, you know, you feel it. When it's sincere, you feel it. That's so making films, it's just like something like that, you know?
Come on, what's the problem? I don't understand.
This is maybe the most heartbreaking Q&A I've ever done in my entire life. But what you're saying, and I think what we're all responding to here, is that these movies all come from a place of passion from you.
Absolutely.
That's what you're talking about, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, And passion doesn't, you know, there is no... Il n'y a pas de mensonge, en fait, dans la passion.
There's no lies in passion.
Yeah. And when people feel that, you know, it's you give them something like love, they feel it, it's sincere, and they try to do their best to give you the same thing, you know? That's it. It's just like, that's why I'm, you know, teaching cinema in a school in Switzerland, but I'm always saying I don't believe that you can teach, you know, acting direction or something like that. I don't believe that you can, you know, if not, there will be, you know, bad actors. If you can just teach to people how to direct, you know, actors, so there is no way to see movies with bad actors.
Having so much trust in the medium, I mean, this passion you're talking about becomes a kind of act of faith that if you get the right people, and it doesn't matter what their experiences are, it works. And I think that's a really beautiful thing, because there is this sort of That sort of thing, where if you just have faith that this thing is going to work, and you operate from that place of faith, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's just a kind of alchemy.
Alchemy.
Yeah, and it's and I'm a filmmaker, like I'm a free filmmaker, because I don't have all this pressure, you know. I think maybe there are people here, you know, they make a film with too much money and they have, you know, to get benefits. So the pressure is not the same. I'm just making films, you know, and I don't want to have huge budget, you know. I prefer just making movies with small budget and just people who have their heart, and we try, you know. It's just the art of cooking. So I don't think that you need to have like 200 meters of kitchen to make the best, you know, dish. So it's just a question of heart, you know.
Well, talk a little bit about how Grigri happened, because again, you've got an extraordinary performer who is basically making his debut in front of the camera. How did that all come together? How did you find him?
Grigri, qui est joué par
Suleiman Dime, who is the star of Grigri. Haroun saw him in a show at Fest Paco 2011.
Avec sa jambe comme ça qu'il tenait comme un fusil.
He came on stage holding his crippled leg like a gun, and then he started to dance, and he was fantastic.
Fantastique, en fait. Et pour moi, la première chose, en fait,
he felt that he could be the star of Grigri, and he felt that he was convinced that he could be the star, he could do this, and that conviction, I think, is what made you feel that it was going to work.
Talk about this beautiful young woman that you have in the movie, and because I told you I love the relationship, that she towers, she's so much taller than he is, but he has that confidence, like he belongs with her. Did you want to have a taller woman than Suleiman, or how did that happen?
Yeah, it's kind of exciting, you know. I love when women are a little bit taller than, yeah, there is something very, yeah, I love that. I don't know, you know, aesthetic, yeah, usually you see people just like Gary Cooper, and then you have the lady, and so I wanted just to, you know, change all this cliché in a way. The man is always just like, we are dying here, and then you have the lady there, smaller than him, so I wanted, and I find it very fun, you know. It's very funny. So that was the decision, and I wanted also to build a kind of couple of cinema, you know. Very important, you know, making a film and that remembered just the couple who was, you know, the two actors in the film. You can forget the story, but you can just remember, you know, images of the two lovers in a film. That's the most important. So in this film, Grigri, if there is a fiction, it's just like I tried to create what we can call a couple of cinema, lover in cinema. Because when you have all these great movies, you know, you can remember them just because you remember a couple of lovers, you know. You don't need to remember the story, you know. You see a picture and then you remember that it's this film. I don't remember the story. But
you're talking about what Truffaut called pure cinema, aren't you? I mean, I think your movies exist like that. Let's thank Haroun so much for coming out tonight.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.